This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where sometimes tennis analogies go wrong, but they actually still make perfect sense to me. Now, NBA free agency is essentially over. I realize there's still some players milling around and some movings and shakings could happen, but for the most part, we've wrapped it up. So I've got a few questions for you guys now that NBA free agency is over. Question number one. Does it make sense to you that Anthony Edwards is already over his playoff loss? He goes, that S is gone. I can't do nothing about it. I can't go back and replay it. It's over. We lost.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that is the mentality you have to have is what? How do I get to it next? How do I get back to it? If you sit in it too long, especially whenever it's the, you know, that round. Like when Dirk lost the finals, didn't he pout all summer long? He went to Australia for a while, but Jason Terry would come pick him up every day and they'd go drink on a bus. And maybe that was good for him.
I think that Anthony Edwards is young enough to think that he's going to be back there 10
probably
more times.
Yeah,
he did say he did. You might be right, but he did say this, which I thought was good. When you lose, you're motivated. If you lose and you're not motivated, that's a problem.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I did like that quote.
I'm with them, though. You have to move on. But I do think it hurts people more if they haven't won and they're in their 8th or 10th year in
that
the league. Because now they're like, am I ever going to do this?
Yeah.
But when you're 22 years old, you're like, all right, I probably have, looking at LeBron, yeah, I know this isn't realistic, I have 20 more years
to
play.
Sure.
And also, he's with Team USA, where he's the focal point now. So
he hasn't seceded.
It's just quite in Leave America, as far as I know.
Oh, he hasn't seceded like Kawhi.
Unsucceeded.
Gotcha. I don't. It defected? Kind of makes sense. I don't want to say that. He's just not going to be on the team. Who do you think is the biggest threat in the East to the Celtics now? Now, I understand you might still think the Celtics are the favorite, but like, who do you think is their biggest threat now?
I mean,
I guess New York.
New York.
Why do you say it like that, though?
I like their team. I think Jalen Brunson is a very good player. Is he a superstar that can lead you to a championship at his size? I like Jalen Brunson. I love him. I'm rooting for him. I have no hate against him, but can you win a championship with a 6'2 superstar and no other guy like that is on that status?
Yeah, I that's a good question, because he is clearly the engine that is carrying that thing across the line. And wherever he goes is what that team does. If he's not there, they're a very different team for sure. I don't know, but they play really good team ball. But is it enough to overcome?
The thing I think about with that is history would say probably not. But it feels like these last several years, every time a challenge has been put in front of Brunson, he's like, okay, watch.
It's tough. It's clearly the Sixers, and everybody knows it's the Sixers until further notice. And
if they're healthy, they will be a big time threat, because I don't think Porzingis and Horford could handle Joel Embiid in a 7-game series if, and he never is, this is the problem.
Yeah.
If Joel Embiid was at 100% come playoff time and stayed at that 100%, it would be really tough for Boston. And Joel does something that they never ran into last year. That's why some people said if Denver would have played better basketball and made the finals, could Jokic have beat that Boston team because they never ran up against a big guy?
Yeah. That can do that. Yeah, right. Absolutely. And so with Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, I get it. I just, look, I've talked about the 76ers. They feel like the Cowboys at times in terms of you're like, oh, maybe, but not really. Like, I know you're not going to make it.
Right.
I don't know how or why.
I when you say threat, I still think it's the Knicks.
Okay.
But talent-wise, it does feel like the Sixers have that talent, whether or not it culminates in what ultimately you are looking for now.
I know we talked about this yesterday for just a second because somebody from the Bleacher Report mentioned it, but now from the Ringer, another person says their favorite under the radar signing is Najee Marshall to the Mavs for a 3-year $27 million
deal. Which is still, like Mike said yesterday, most everybody that saw him get signed went, who?
What? Yeah.
And kind of had to really dig and look and find some things on him. And when they did, they were like, man, this is a pleasant surprise for this.
And just because of that, that gives us an excuse to reflect back to yesterday and hear from Najee Marshall on the expectations of playing with Luka.
Yeah, kind of like Q said, Luka's an amazing player. So just to learn from him and, you know, just to play with him, make the game easier for him. Even to learn from like Clay and Quinn, who are great shooters. So I'm just excited to play with everybody, looking forward to it. But yeah, Luka's an amazing player, and just to make the game easier for him.
Now, my next question for you guys, as it looks like most of the major moves are wrapped up, which team is now under the most pressure the rest of the summer? Maybe it's because they haven't done jackass. Maybe because they've made some of the wrong moves.
I mean, the Lakers. And the Lakers always are.
So, the Lakers are one of them. And the example, I'm really sorry, I wish I would have asked for this audio, but one of the blurbs was, look at this introductory comment from J.J. Redick about Bronny. It looks like he's being held hostage and reading off a teleprompter. And so, like, you talked about it, Mike. Is J.J. Redick the coach that fits with this roster? And then we have no idea what the force of Bronny is going to be in terms of what you have to do with him. And before people are like, oh, don't put too much pressure on him. I'm not saying I put the pressure on him. His agent was like, he's only going to go to these three teams or he's going to go play in Australia, and we will not sign a G League contract. He has to get a guaranteed deal to stay on the NBA team. So, like, they've already put the pressure on.
I was listening to Greg Anthony this morning talk about the Bronny James situation, and obviously they're like, you have a perspective, you're obviously not LeBron James, but you played in the NBA, you have a son playing in the NBA, and they're like, we get it, your son was better than Bronny James.
Yeah,
but he was not being critical. I think everybody's in the NBA being very careful. LeBron James owns somewhat the NBA, so they're all tiptoeing. Gilbert Arenas believes that Bronny James is the same as Victor Wembanyama and Zion Williamson, watching his show yesterday. And I'm like, how scared are you of LeBron James? Yeah. Does LeBron James own this YouTube thing you're doing? It feels like it does.
I mean, he has a lot of far-reaching.
The way Gilbert is talking, you can tell he's scared to death of the wrath of LeBron James. Is Greg Anthony at least said, hey, I'm hearing that they might not play him in another summer league game to keep the criticism, to keep somewhat the criticism away from Bronny and not allow him to look bad in summer league. And he's like, really what's best for his development, especially if you look at if where he was picked and where his development is at in his career. These are the games for him to try to see where he's at against professionals and then to try to improve to eventually at some point in his career become a NBA player. He didn't go as far to say a real NBA player because everybody knows he would not be in the NBA in 2024, 25 if his dad wasn't dictating these situations. Right. But I don't know. I think that there is a lot of pressure. J.J. Redick makes no sense. I guess I've been watching too much old school stuff. I did watch the NBA Game 7 where Jerry West was named the MVP, but the Celtics win.
Yeah.
It was really crazy. The Celtics, near the end of the game, LA's making a run, and Bill Russell calls a timeout. because Bill Russell's also the head coach of that team. So he's on the floor and he calls a timeout and then like makes substitutions and everything. And I'm like, I don't get it. Has been done before and it was a long time ago. Just make LeBron James the head coach. It's who he is. Mm-hmm. He's really the head coach. Just stop pretending J.J. Redick is coming in to coach this team. He's not. LeBron James is coaching this team.
What about the Miami Heat? Are they on this list at all for a team that you're like, hey?
I don't see a lot of pressure on them. I think that they exceeded expectations making the NBA Finals a year ago. But I guess they're in kind of no man's land for me.
Yeah.
We know that that was a fluke that they made it that far. Somehow they got on a run and the Eastern Conference sucked. And Jimmy Butler's not the guy. He's not a top 15 player in this league. I'm not even sure if he's a top 20 player in this league. He's somewhere between like 15 and 25 at best for me. So they don't have a guy to lead them anywhere. They don't have what I consider great depth on their team to really be a threat. To me, the team is Milwaukee. Where is Milwaukee going at this point? And what I think there's a lot of pressure at this point there because they feel like a lost organization right now. Especially with a superstar player.
Like, is their coach the guy for that group? I mean, he's consistently had these problems pop up along the way, and he was supposed to be Mr. Fix-It when he came into Milwaukee. And
right.
He
didn't.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, I think I know where y'all sit on this question, but I just want to check. Whose 2025 NBA Finals chances do you like more right now? The Dallas Mavericks or the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I'm still the Mavericks.
Oh, hell yeah!
The Thunder have to prove they can beat the Mavericks before I switch to them.
Man, I think it's close. A great question. It's like 51% to 49%. This is how close it is, so I'm going to have to answer. I will answer the Mavs, but I think it's so close. It's tough for I think they're the top two teams in the Western Conference, not by far, because I think Minnesota and Denver are very close. But I'll lean towards the Mavs getting Klay Thompson over getting Hartenstein and getting Caruso, even though those were great pickups for them. Shea's awesome. They have a very young and upcoming team.
Yeah.
But I do think that you can look at PJ Washington and you can they're not as good as their young stars. But you can look at Derek Lively and go, aren't they going to improve too?
Yeah. No, that's a fair argument. Reggie, I want to pick your brain on this real quick because using the 51-49 idea, I would probably go 51% Oklahoma City then. Like, I'm...
God, you're a hater,
dude.
I knew
you were going to say that.
God.
I agree. It is close. I would give a slight edge to OKC because of the defensive upgrades as well. Reggie, 2025 NBA Finals right now. Who do you like their chances better, Mavs or Thunder?
I give the Mavs a better shot as of right now.
Woo!
I mean, this is a team that, they've been through it. They have the higher end when you talk about the star player in Luka Doncic. And then they addressed a big-time need. I know you talked about the Thunder addressing defense and in some ways rebounding as well. The Mavericks addressed the shooting, which was a big need in the postseason. So I think that the Mavericks do have the edge, but I think you guys are all right when you talk about how close it is and how, I mean, it remains to be seen what ultimately gets done at the end of the end of the season.
Just think about how much more they could have run away in games if they'd have had a shooter like Klay.
Oh, I absolutely.
Instead of Derek Jones Jr. over there.
I mean, I do not want to diminish the contributions of Derek Jones Jr. I thought he was
all Cowboy fans think that we had a horrible defensive coordinator for the last 3 years.
His three 3-point attempts per game in the playoffs. Maybe he hits one.
I don't want revisionist history here. There's a long time that people really liked Dan Quinn here. And then they didn't.
Oh, thank God he's gone.
Yeah. You see how bad they were?
Let's get back Billy Joe Dupree or whatever is the guy's name we had before.
He couldn't,
Bob Cooter.
Billy, what?
He couldn't even make Micah a good player.
The three named guy that sucked at coaching.
Billy Joe Dupree?
Whatever his name was. Nobody even knows.
Is that the running back?
I think he also mixed him with Jim Bob Cooter, who's an offensive coordinator.
Are you just putting lots of names together? Yeah. You just like...
Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't know. It was a three-name person.
I don't know about that one. Wait.
David Allen Coe.
I know Mike Nolan was the worst in the history of football, but
Maurice Jones-Drew.
There's other guys that stunk at it, too.
Who are the best three-named people?
This one's tricky. Not what you just said.
Michael 4-3-2,
55% Dallas, 50% OKC. And I don't...
105%.
Not entirely sure that...
That's just straight-up math, dude.
That
105%. What's wrong?
Okay. Anytime
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's three names.
That is a good one.
Who else?
Who's
your favorite three-named person?
I always felt like he also had three names before he changed his name too, and I know it wasn't, but it sounds like it's Lou Alcindor. Yeah.
No, that's just what Alcindor was the last name.
But it sounds like three names.
Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, that's a good one.
If this was 1999, maybe.
Steffi Graf Agassi.
Does she go by that?
No.
Stephen Curtis Chapman. Oh, wait, y'all don't know who he is.
I don't know who that is.
He's a Christian singer.
Oh. Sean William Scott. We're not doing this right now.
John Wayne Gacy.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, that's a great one.
Booker T. Washington.
Sarah Michelle Seller.
What?
No, that's not right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.